Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. The meaning of this first commandment that Jesus gives us and the second commandment about loving God and loving our neighbor as ourself is another way of saying that faith without action is not faith. If we love God, we got to show our faith by loving our neighbor. We got to put our faith into action. Faith is not a private thing between me and God, something I keep to myself. Faith is about giving a witness to the love of God for us as we love our neighbor as God loves us. But also loving our neighbor without faith is just sentimentality. It's not the true love that Jesus calls us to. Everything Jesus did for us, from his preaching, his healing, his dying on the cross, is because of his love for God the Father, to fulfill the desire of God the Father that all of us can be saved and be united with God in heaven one day. Faith is expressed in service, in action, and our action must come out of our God's love for us and as a witness to that love. And today we celebrate the Feast of St. Patrick's, and his life is a great example of this commandment. As you know, he was born in England. He was taken as slave to Ireland. He escaped, later on returned to Ireland, to England, and chose to become a priest. Then he asked to be sent back to Ireland to proclaim the good news. He could have stayed in England. He could have gone anywhere. But the neighbor God called him to love was the people who enslaved him. And the way to love them is by bringing them the good news, God's message of love. That's what it means to love God with all our being, all our strength, mind, our heart. God continually calls us to expand our hearts, to help him to grow and more. But for anything to be willing or to be able to be expanded, it has to be soft, it has to be tender. If it's too rigid, it can't expand, it'll just break. We begin by making sure that we have tender hearts, hearts that are willing and open to be expanded so we can grow in that circle of love, how we love God and how we express that love to our neighbor.